Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Welcome to Mind Food Radio. Well, today's guest is Guy Grossi. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. Well, I've got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of yours. I seem to cook far too much food out of your cookbooks.
That's a good thing, not a bad thing, Michael, and thank you for your support.
Exactly. It's absolutely beautiful. I went to your restaurant once. I live in Sydney, and, of course, your beautiful restaurant's in Melbourne. And ever since I was there, I've been a huge convert, so thank you.
Well, thank you, Michael. And, you know, it's only a short plane trip to Melbourne, so please don't use that as an excuse. We need you here more often.
Now, listen, you're part of a new movement called Taste of Harmony, and it really is a wonderful initiative. It's bringing Australian workers together for lunch during the 17th and 23rd of March, but it's really bringing their whole cultural properties together from a food point of view. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, it's exactly that, Michael. It's the Taste of Harmony is something that is based on multiculturalism, something which I believe we do in Australia, in particularly great cities like Sydney, like Melbourne. The great cities of Australia do very, very well. I think we live in great harmony, and as we've evolved as a nation, I think we've seen the benefits of that right across the nation as far as, you know, that beautiful eclectic culture that we do have. I mean, all you need to do is tell it's a beautiful sunny day out in Melbourne, you can take a walk down the street and you just see this cultural evolution, you know, with all different kinds of cuisine happening. So the Taste of Harmony is something that is just, I guess, an ode to that and also a promotion of encouraging it to go further. So it's a time of the year where people are encouraged to bring a plate of food from their own culture and share it with their workmates. And through the food, they can share the stories of their different cultures. And, you know, by learning about different cultures, obviously we get more comfortable and more excited about it, and we learn to live in harmony, pardon the pun.
That celebration of food, though, it really has become so mainstream, you know, with the growth of particularly television food shows like My Kitchen Rules and MasterChef, and, you know, there's food networks just dedicated to food, and, you know, you only need to walk into a bookstore or a magazine store and see all the, you know, the food media that's there. Hasn't it become just part of our DNA as a country?
Well, I think it absolutely has, and I think the thing about it is that you know, it is something that's, you know, food traditions and you know, beverage traditions like really good wine. It's something that's been steeped in the cultures of many different countries around the world, and it's taken them thousands and thousands of years to evolve. The beauty of what's happened here is that the evolution's gone so quickly because of the lovely influx that we've had from all these different cultural aspects, and you know, people have just really developed an appetite for it, and I think the community at large is really getting back to that family table, that meal where people are again sharing stories, whether it be by using great cookbooks from great chefs around the world and cooking up their favourite dishes and putting it on the family table, or going out to the local brunch place on a Saturday, you know, morning and having breakfast with mates and just you know, having beautiful things and sharing stories. We really have developed that, and lifestyle has become more and more important all the time. We're getting busier, but we need to, we've certainly realised that we still have to hang on to that social aspect to make life beautiful and sort of be able to talk to each other.
For you recently, you know, what food have you eaten or perhaps even cooked that culturally is not from your background, but you've experienced that you've absolutely loved and has been a real surprise?
I'll tell you a funny story. I walked into my restaurant Merchant the other day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is our family meal at work, or our staff meal. And I could smell curry cooking. And I thought to myself, that doesn't smell Venetian. Albeit, you know, the Venetians were big on spice trade and everything, so it shouldn't have surprised me too much that we had some turmeric and some cumin hanging around the place. But one of the fellows that works there had gone out and bought some rice and cooked up this wonderful lamb curry. And he was an Indian, one of our Indian chefs that works for us, and he'd cooked up some wonderful lamb curry for staff meal that day. And I tell you what, I couldn't leave without sitting down and having a bowl of it. It was absolutely delicious.
But isn't that interesting? You know, it's, you know, at the moment, you know, there seems to be Spanish or Mexican food that, you know, food does come through in trends or cycles, it seems. But it's always great when they stick, because then there's another one coming through, and it's just that really rich diversity, isn't it, of you know, ingredients, as you said. You know, you'd have spices that you'd use for your sorts of cuisines as they would in Indian cuisine.
Absolutely. Look, I think, you know, we talk about food trends and that, but I think some of the things are just always around. It's just that, you know, all of a sudden they have a bit of a popularity explosion and people sort of jump on them. But, you know, they're around. You know, great food from great cultures is something that's, I guess, in-depthly sort of stapled into their into the cultural aspect of that country. Like great Spanish food will always be great Spanish food and you'll always come back to it eventually. You know, Greek has a resurgence for a while. And, you know, this is just a wonderful thing, you know, that you can have all these wonderful things happening and, you know, you get on to something for a little bit and then jump on something else. And, you know, I mean, I love great Italian food, obviously, and, you know, I'll keep coming back to that, even though I do love to mix it up a little bit because it keeps it so interesting. And the other thing is that being in a country like Australia, we have access. We have access to clean, beautiful, fresh produce from around the country, which makes it pretty easy to cook great food, especially when you've got people around you that are able to share their ideas and their background recipes from their families.
Yeah. Now, listen, how do people get involved with Taste of Harmony? Is there a website they can visit?
There is a website, which is tasteofharmony.org, and you can get on there and just register your workplace make an effort, get everybody to bring a plate of food from home, or, you know, they can cook it up at work if you have the facilities, but from their home and from their heart, so to speak, and everyone can share it, and then you'll see the stories start flowing. We're having our own one here on the 22nd of March, where all the gang are all bringing some plates in, and we're going to sit around and have a lunch and just share some stories before we tuck into work.
And so will MindFood. I love this idea. We're going to do it too, and we'll photograph it, get it on Facebook and online, and get behind it because it's a great initiative. Hey, guys,
yeah,
thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolute pleasure, Michael. Thanks for having me, and buon appetito to all out there.
Good stuff. Thanks, Guy.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks very much. I'll talk to you soon.
That was Guy Grossi, of course, from those beautiful restaurants in Melbourne, and who was part of the Taste of Harmony. I think we're going to do that in MindFood. We'll get in there and all bring different dishes. So look out for that, and you guys should too. Get behind it. Go to mindfood.com for more details.
MindFood Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.